Psalm 118, verse 1 onwards. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. The first four verses talks about giving thanks to God, giving praises to God for what God has done. The mercy of God that surrounded his people to give them the victory. Exactly at that moment. And the moments are described in the psalm. But before that, the groups of people that are exhorted to praise God is mentioned here. God's people as a whole. That Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Then the houses, the priests, now say, his mercy endures forever. Then it goes down to all those who fear the Lord. Say, his mercy endures forever. Let all of God's people say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron, the priests of God, their family say, his mercy endures forever. Now these are all people of God within Israel, but within that, each group of people are exhorted to praise him as a whole. They're exhorted to praise him. And then as different groups of people, they're exhorted to praise him. Why are we exhorted to praise God? Because he's been so merciful to us. But all those who fear the Lord, every single one, from the youngest to the oldest, say, his mercy endures forever. Now from verse 5 onwards, we see how God has been merciful. In what ways has he been merciful? I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. When all hell was breaking loose, when the enemy was closing in, when he called on the Lord, God heard your cries. He heard the cries of the people of Israel. He heard the cries of the house of Aaron. He heard the cries of all those who trusted in him, both small and great. All of that. All those who feared him. When they called on the Lord in distress, the Lord answered. He just didn't drive out the enemy. But he moved the people to a broad place. The enemy came in. He surrounded. And he kept going closer and closer to push them into a corner. But the hand of the Lord came and lifted his people out of that place. Suddenly from the corner, from being surrounded by the enemy, suddenly the people of God are lifted up from there and placed in a broad place. All of a sudden, They are experiencing the freedom that they didn't have before. This is why the Spirit of God says through the psalmist, well, it's time to praise God. Because His mercy endures forever. The moment He heard your voice, the moment He heard your cry, He was right there. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The confidence that comes from God being with us is priceless. This is a supernatural empowerment that comes from God. We call that faith. Faith in the faithfulness of God. What can man do to me when God is on my side? The comparison here is God and our enemies. When you put them side by side, the one across from the other, you see how big our God is. So we have this confidence, faith in God, faith in the faithfulness of God. He is big and He is on my side. He is big. He's right next to me. What can man do to me? What can my enemies do to me? Nothing. The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. Doesn't matter how many enemies we may have. God, when He's on our side, He will make sure He takes vengeance over the enemies. He makes sure that He will bring justice. He will vindicate all those who stand with Him. They are His people. He fights for them. Our God, He's seated on the throne, fighting for His own, crushing all our foes. Jehovah Nissi, my God, You're seated on the throne, You're fighting for Your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, His triumphant cry goes before Him. Hallelujah. His triumphant cry goes before Him. Yes, He's seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Fighting for His own. Crushing all our foes. Jehovah Nissi. Almighty, all powerful. Jehovah Nissi. When He stands by our side, He executes righteousness. He brings forth His justice. This is who our God is. He makes sure He shows to our enemies that He's with us, that He's standing by our side. God's word says, He who touches you touches the apple of His eye. He will make sure to let the enemy know that He is standing by your side. Therefore, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Because even a king, an earthly king, a very influential man or woman. The day of battle can fail. Their strength can fail. Their wisdom can fail. Their resources can fail. So it's not a good thing to put our trust in the strength of a human being. But it's wise to trust in God Almighty. Now, some people who put their trust in doctors, they say, oh, that doctor's really good, and that doctor will get me well. Oh, that lawyer is very good, and that lawyer will fight for me. Oh, that teacher is very good, because that my kids will do well. They put their confidence in men. Many times, it proves to be the opposite. When a human body fails, no doctor can do anything. No one can save a person from sickness or from death. No medicine at that point can come and rescue a person when the disease is more powerful than the medicine. But God alone has the strength, has the power to overturn the verdict that is against his people. So when a disease progresses, or when a disaster strikes, and the enemy throws his weapon against God's people, when God is on their side, at that point he is messing with someone who is way too stronger than him. You know what will happen to such a person. God will make sure he shows to the enemy who he is. And so for people to have God by their side, and also to trust in God and not put their hope in anything else, that will be the smartest way to live. There's no waste of time, there's no loss, and if you are on God's side, he'll be on your side. That means you follow him. You be where he is. He will make sure he will defend you. He'll make sure he will strike down the very thing that is against you. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Verse 10, verse 11, verse 12, verse 13, verse 14, verse 15. A very important for this morning is the Spirit of God is bringing that to us. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. The opposition that came from every side just grew worse and worse and worse, but through the Spirit of God, the psalmist says this. I have this great confidence. In the midst of all those who surround me, I have this great confidence that will, this great confidence that will destroy all of them. No matter how powerful they may appear, no matter how strong they may appear, no matter how great a number they may appear, I have this weapon, this powerful weapon, just so powerful it can just strike them all down, and all those who are surrounded, will just strike them down. And the most powerful weapon is the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. He had this weapon. He knew the potency of this weapon. He knew that this weapon will never malfunction. Even all these people would come against me, all different kinds of demons, different kinds of problems and different kinds of pain. I have this power, which is more powerful than any atomic power, any nuclear power, any kind of universal power. More powerful than all the powers that can come up against us. That's the name of our God, Almighty Jehovah Nissi. In his name, I will destroy them. You see the confidence there? You call that faith. Overcoming faith. You call that overcoming faith. This is the faith that overcomes the world. This faith that comes from God. Yes, all these, the troubles are all around me, but I'll destroy them in the name of the Lord. He's talking about what he will do through the weapon that God has given in his hands, which is the name of the Lord. He's talking about what he will accomplish. And then verse 11 talks about what else is happening. How did they surround? They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. They're closing in. But even though there are many, and they're all types of enemies, I have this confidence that in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Not just drive them out, but will destroy them. He knew what he had. He knew the power of what we had, what he had. God is speaking at his hour. If you are with him and he is with you, know for sure. No one can stand before you. No matter how big it may appear, no matter how many it may be. His power is greater. Greater than any other. His presence is enough to destroy the powers of darkness. The faith in the power, the destructive power of God is important. It's a good power, destructive power. God's destructive power is very much essential to God's people to destroy that which is against them, so that it doesn't surface again. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You see, the Spirit of God moving the psalmist to write these things here, so that people can read this, know what to do, when to do, what. Though they were many in number, and though they were closing in, and though they were very intentional, like bees that would come to sting, they came to destroy us. But something the psalmist is able to see They were quenched like a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You see, the faith of the psalmist in the power of God, two things are happening here. He's able to draw out his testimony, what God did before, and draw in to his current circumstances what God will do. It's important. All these things are happening. The enemy is trying to do all these things, and he is doing all these things, and in spite of all these things, I will destroy them in the name of the Lord. I have this weapon. I have this weapon. This huge weapon. In the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Whatever attack, whichever direction it comes from, no matter how forceful it may be, no matter how many it may be, if you're on God's side and if God is on your side, you can destroy them through the destructive power of God, which enables his people to crush the head of the serpent, to destroy all those beasts that intentionally came to kill God's people. Instead of the beasts destroying them, his people, in turn, they destroy the beasts. We call those tormenting spirits. Mental torment, physical torment, emotional torment comes from Satan. And those tormenting spirits are destroyed by God's power that comes from his name. We can't use the name of God if we're not on his side and if God is not on our side. But when we stand with God and God with us, his name is our refuge and his name is our weapon. It's a twofold blessing. The righteous run into the name of God and they hide and they use the name of God to strike down the enemy. That's how potent and powerful the name of God is. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. See the pressure that comes from the enemy. The intention of the enemy was to push God's people down. He came with violent force. Just like how the water so forcefully got into the boat where Jesus was and his disciples was. But it couldn't drown them. It was at that time God's power was manifested. Though they pushed him violently with a purpose to destroy him, he was not destroyed. And God says for his people, when the enemy comes like a flood and comes with such violence to destroy God's people, oh, when God is on our side, both day and night, hallelujah. We have this power from on high that will actually push down the enemy, not somewhere to the side, but right under our feet. The enemy goes right under our feet. all serpents and scorpions, they go under our feet where we step on them until they become no more. Oh, but the Lord helped me. What did he help you with? He helped you to destroy the enemy. The enemy came to destroy us, but we destroyed the enemy. That's the testimony of every single one who is on the Lord's side and have the Lord on their side. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. In the midst of all the nations surrounding them, coming like bees to torment them, to destroy them, coming with such force to violently push them down, oh, in the name of the Lord. What is that name? What is that name? Savior. Savior. Jehovah. Jesus. Who is our Savior. He saves us from every situation. He has become our salvation. The Lord himself is our strength, and he is our song. And what is that song? His triumphant cry goes before him. Oh, it goes before us. Hallelujah. Yes, he's seated on the throne, crushing all our foes. Oh, he is Jehovah Nissi. Victorious God. When he becomes our strength, we have a supernatural power. But that power that causes us to grind mountains to powder, that's the power of God. And that's why we're not only protected from the enemy, but we devastate the enemy. That's the power. The overcoming power. The conquering power. That comes from being with God and God with us. And because of that, the end result is in verse 15. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the hands of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. You know, this 15, verse 15 is not just after the victory is won. But this 15 is while the battle is going on. Rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous while the battle goes on. When the enemy comes and surrounds his people and come like bees to violently push them down and looking for their death. There's this rejoicing and singing in the tents of the righteous because they know, oh, we have more power. That the name of the Lord, the strength of God is with us, in us, working through us. More powerful than the powers of darkness. So there's this rejoicing and shouts of joy in the tents of the righteous. While the enemy surrounds them, there's this rejoicing. We call that faith in the faithfulness of God. It's not an optimistic thinking, but it's a knowing that we have won already because the strength of Israel is by our side. Because the Lord, mighty in battle, he is with us. Always he does valiantly. There's no defeat to those who walk in the path of the cross. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. That's what the right hand of the Lord does. Mighty things, wonders. Mighty wonders. many wonders. Every battle will end in shouts of joy. But even before that, shouts of joy and rejoicing is in the tent of the righteous. Because of the mighty power of God, the Lord of hosts, who is with us, in us, and working through us. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Verse 17. How can you say this? Because of the destructive power of God that is at work in those who stand with God. Well, the enemy came to destroy me, but in the name of the Lord, I destroyed him. So now, I stand declaring his testimony. Even if he comes 1,000 times, I know that when he comes to destroy me, I'm not going to die. He's going to be destroyed. And I will live to declare that he is merciful. His mercy endures forever to all those who are with him, to all those who are in him. I'll stand as a testimony to this world, declaring that I'm the winner. Because God is on my side. We're his people. Therefore we win every time. The enemy that came to destroy has been locked up, made to sit down, and to see the victory that God gives to his people and to wallow in the defeat that came to him from God through his people. So he comes to kill us, but we destroy him and make him a spectacle to this world, to show how powerful our God is. That's the most important thing here. It's not that we just won and now we got this problem off our backs. No. It's much more than that. It's after David brought Goliath down and cut Goliath's head and took it, showed it to the people what victory looks like. That's when job is done. That's what testimonies do. The enemy that comes to destroy us is destroyed by the power of God. Now, that which has been destroyed is displayed. And it's a prophecy God is giving to this house of God. This is exactly what will happen. Exactly what will happen, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and the hand of the Lord shall perform it. God will make a spectacle out of the very thing that came to devour us. He'll make those as his display can be displayed. An open shame to the enemy. So that everyone can see. They all heard how Goliath was yelling and blaspheming the living God. They all heard that. But now they'll see Goliath's head in David's hand. And all will know that The Lord is God. All Israel will say that his mercy endures forever. The house of Aaron will say his mercy endures forever. And all those who fear him will say his mercy endures forever. Dread will fall upon the enemies of God. Great joy and celebration will fall upon the people of God. This is what God will do. This is what God has done, and this is what God will do, but on a larger scale, God will do. In many testimonies, God has wrought in our midst. He's already put the enemy to shame in many different ways, many, many times. But Satan has been defeated and has been put to an open shame. It's a display of defeat over the enemy. But God is going to do even far greater than what he has done. The battle gets bigger, the victory gets bigger. Goliath's head will be in our hands. This world will know that God is by our side. He fights for his own. He gives the enemy into our hands. In the name of the Lord, we shall destroy them. And he gives the enemy's sword into our hands to cut the head of the enemy and to show to this world, this is what will happen to all those who come against the apple of God's eye. This is what will happen to all those who come against the apple of God's eye. This is what will happen to all those who come against the apple of God's eye. Yes, this is what will happen. What will happen? The giant will not only be brought down, but a sword will be given into our hands. And we will cut off his head, hold his head in our hands, and display that before this world. To show that we have power over the powers of darkness that has been boasting against us. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and the hand of the Lord shall perform it, says the Lord Most High. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word that you gave this morning. The word that proceeded from the mouth of God Almighty to this house of God as to what God will do to all those who are on his side. We praise you for all the many victories that you've given to us. Thank you for the many, many battles that have been won through our God. Many of the enemies that have been already put on our display board before this world, we thank you. And thank you for the many more that are going to be brought down. Thank you for this battle that we are in. and thank you for being by our side, for giving into our hands everything we need to bring down the giant, to cut off his head, to have that head in our hands to show to this world. My God, you're seated on the throne. You're fighting for your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, my God, you're seated on the throne. You're fighting for your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, my God, you're seated on the throne. You're fighting for your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, my God, you're seated on the throne. You're fighting for your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi. Oh, hallelujah. Your triumphant cry goes before you. 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 Yes, you're seated on the throne, fighting for your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, you're seated on the throne. You're fighting for your own. You're crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, you're seated on the throne. You're fighting for your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, my God, you're seated on the throne. You're fighting for your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, oh, you're fighting for your own, crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi, hallelujah. They violently tried to push me down, oh, but they couldn't. They couldn't. Instead, they were brought under my feet, hallelujah. That's our testimony every single time. Every single time, every single one of the enemies of God. That tries to prevail against us, that tries to destroy us. They're brought down, hallelujah. They're brought down under our feet. For his triumphant cry goes before us. Hallelujah. His triumphant cry goes before me. Hallelujah. His triumphant cry goes before him. His triumphant cry goes before me. Hallelujah. Yes, he's fighting for his own. He's seated on the throne, hallelujah. Jehovah Nissi is going before us. Because he's going before us, we'll have this Goliath down in no time. Because he's going before us, we'll carry this Goliath's head in our hands. Open spectacle. That's what God will do. The one that God allowed to boast morning and evening for 40 days. His head we will have in our hands. His head we will have in our hands. We'll take it through the city, take it through the towns, take it throughout the world to show that. Yes, he's fighting for his own, crushing all the foes. Oh, he's seated on the throne. Jehovah Nissi. Oh, he is fighting for his own, crushing all our foes. He's seated on the throne. Jehovah Nissi. This is who our God is. This is who our God is. This is who our God is. Hallelujah. His triumphant cry goes before him. His triumphant cry goes before him. His triumphant cry goes before him. Along with him, our voices join together with the living God. Oh, it's such a triumphant cry. Hallelujah. Oh, he's seated on the throne, fighting for his own, crushing all our foes, Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. Oh, he's such a valiant God, such a faithful God, such a merciful God. All powerful is his name. In the name of the Lord, I shall prevail. In the name of the Lord, you shall prevail. In the name of the Lord, we shall prevail. Hallelujah. We shall prevail. We shall prevail. We shall prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that? How many of you believe that? How many of you believe that? Not just say that, but believe that with everything that is within you. With everything that is within you. And if you believe that with every fiber of your being, and if you believe that. Not just say it, just say it to psych yourself up. But how many of you truly believe that with everything that is within you? That which is impossible in the sight of men is possible with God. How many of you believe that your light shall come down? That you'll walk around with his head in your hands to show to this world how big our God is. That his people cannot be brought under any power. But they have the overcoming power. All because they are on the Lord's side and the Lord is on their side. The question for you today is, are you on the Lord's side? Now, both your feet on the Lord's side, not one foot where God is and one foot where the enemy is. You have both your feet on the Lord's side, which means, are you being an obedient follower of Jesus Christ? Are you on his side? If you're on his side, the very thing that is so hard and the very thing that is staring at your face and the very thing that's trying to bring you down, God says he will bring that very thing down before you. You'll be able to bring the enemy down, cut off his head and have his head in his hands and walk around a show parade to this world. All that. You have power over the powers of darkness because you belong to this overcoming force, the mighty force, God Almighty. Through our God, we shall do valiantly. It is he who treads down our enemies. All of his foes, they go under his blows. He fights for his own, even now from his throne, crushing all his foes. Oh yes. His triumphant cry goes before him. His triumphant cry goes before him. Oh, he's seated on the throne. Yes, he's fighting for his own. Hallelujah. Oh, this is who our God is. Hallelujah. This is who our God is. Hallelujah. This is who our God is. To all those who stand with him. Be on the Lord's side. and that which is against you will go right under your feet. Be on the Lord's side, and that which is against you will go right under your feet. Be on the Lord's side. That which looks impossible before you today will be won by you through our God. We shall do valiantly. It is He who treads down our enemies, all of His foes. They go under His woes. He fights for His own. Even now from His throne, crushing all His foes, His triumphant cry goes before Him. His triumphant cry goes before Him. Our God, He's seated on the throne. He's fighting for His own, crushing all the foes. Jehovah Nissi, my God, He's seated on the throne. He's fighting for His own, crushing all the foes. Jehovah Nissi. Oh, He is all powerful. We join with the mighty force, you too become powerful. When God is on my side, both day and night, that means you are on His side both day and night. Oh, hallelujah. Who can stand against those who are with Him both day and night? Who can stand against the Lord of hosts who is with His people day and night? 24/7 victory is for those who are 24/7 with God Almighty. If you are with Him 24/7, you will have victory 24/7 over anything and everything that comes up against you. Thank you, Father, for your word that you gave to your people this morning. I pray that this word will go deep into the hearts of your people. Let it shake their core values right now. Let it alter everything that is not of you in the name of Jesus. That the word of God will take over the innermost parts of their beings. Let their value system change. Let the word of God take preeminence in their lives. They may be rooted and grounded in this truth, that you're sovereign over everything. To those who are with you 24/7, there is no defeat. If we are in the perfect will of God, there's no such thing as defeat for God's people. That's what really shows whether we are really with God or not. The evidence will show if we are in the perfect will of the Father or not. The success will show whether God is on our side or not. And I thank you, Father, for being by our side, both day and night, because we are by your side. We are under your lordship, within your fold, or in your palm, resting in your faithfulness. Your mercy endures forever. As a church, we say this morning, all at El Bethel International Ministries, say, His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. You have done marvelous things, O Lord. How great is the sum of your thoughts towards us. Hallelujah. Every time the enemy came, you brought him under our feet. We thank you, Lord. As he tries to increase his strength and increase his troops, hoping to overcome us, we can confidently say, in the name of the Lord, we shall overcome the enemy. And as the Lord God has said, we will walk around with his head in our hands to display to this world that you are our God and we are your people, and you never fail those who put their trust in you. We are the most triumphant people on the face of the earth. And so we thank you for this great privilege that you've given to us, Father, to fight this good fight of faith with rejoicing and shouts of victory in our tents as we face the battle with Goliath's head in our hands, as we face Goliath, we have this vision in our spirits that you have placed, and that we will walk around with this head. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. And the Philistines will be our slaves. We will walk around with Goliath's head in our hands. But a mighty warrior who is mighty in battle is going before us. And we praise you, Father. Therefore, we rejoice greatly in you. And therefore, rejoicing and shouts of victory is in our tents. Hallelujah. Our church. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We shall live to declare the works of our God. Hallelujah. To display his power by displaying Goliath's head before the nations. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We boast in your faithfulness. Your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We commit your people into your hands. Let every single one have this confidence that comes from being with you. That you will cause them to triumph over their foes. Through our God, who does valiantly. Hallelujah. And it is he who treads down our enemies. And in him, we shall tread down our enemies. Hallelujah. And they shall be our footstool. And so we praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That which is against us today will become our footstool tomorrow. And so we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' most precious name, I pray. Amen. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and bless us with his peace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the love of God the Father, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest and remain with us all now and until we see Jesus face to face. Amen. Amen.